All right, Daf Nun Tes. Shabbos is Daf. 7 lines from the bottom of Nun Chesamud Beis. Toni Tana Kameh Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok Kol Malbin Pnei Chaveroi Berabim. Someone who embarrasses somebody else in public. Ilu Shefech Damim. It's as if he killed him. It's interesting that the Lashon is Lashon Rabim. Ilu Shefech Damim, not Daman. Ben Yoyada picks up on that and says that nature of embarrassing somebody is every time he thinks of it brings back that same pain. It's a reoccurring kind of pain. So Amar Lei, Nachman Bar Yitzchok said back to the Tana, Shaper Kramer. It's true. The Chazina Le Da'ozel Sumka Va'osi Chivra. You see how the red color leaves a person's face and his face turns white. So even though the Lashon is Malbin Panei Chaver Rabim, means his face turns white, and we know the Metzias is that a person turns red when he gets embarrassed. So Tysus explains, a little Tysus over there, that the blood gathers in his face, then it drains from his face. Omer Le'abaye Rav Dimi, Marava B'maizehi Baye from Bavel asked Rav Dimi, who was famous being from Eretz Yisrael, a lot of members from coming to Israel, what are they Zohir about in Eretz Yisrael? He asked Rav Dimi. Omer Le'abaye Rav Dimi said, Ba'achvuri Api. They're careful not to embarrass people. To Omer Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Yardim Le'gehenim Chutz Mishleisha. Everybody goes to Gehenna except for these three people. Hakol sal kadaitich. That would be pretty depressing if everybody just goes to Gehenna. That can't be. Ela ema hakol yardim le Gehenna. Oilim. Everybody goes to Gehenna and comes back up. Chutz mishloisha. These three shiardim vein oilim. They don't come back out of Gehenna. Of course, that means they don't come until after a very long time. That's what Rishayim said. Eloheinu. These are the three that we're talking about. Habal aishes ish. Hamalba bnei chaver rabim. Vamachana shemro le chaver. And someone who calls somebody a bad nickname that embarrasses him. So for the Gemara, machana hainu malbin. That should be no difference between giving a guy a bad nickname, which is also just a way to vayish. The Gemara afal gav dosh. Even though people kind of get used to the bad nickname, maybe he doesn't be nisbayish when he hears that nickname. Still, it's a terrible aveira to call him by that. Omer Rabba Bar Barchan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, moving over to Amud Aleph. Noich loy la'odam sheyovei al safek ishes ish, al yalbim p'nei chaver barabim. Not that it's okay to be ba'al safek ishes ish, but it's better than to be mavayish somebody barab. Minolan, how do you know that from? Midarish Rava, the Darish Rava by David HaMelech, Maidich Siv, Vitzali, Somchu, V'nesafu, that when I was in pain, when I was limping, my enemies would be misameach and they would gather together. And then the end of the pasuk says later, Karu v'loy damu, they would tear at me, and we darshan v'loy damu, and I wouldn't even bleed. Omer David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam golav yadu lefanecha, shehayu makarin b'sari. My enemies were to tear at my skin, at my flesh, loy haya dami shaisis l'artz. My blood would not come out because it was already drained because of all the embarrassment I had suffered. Right? They were giving him a hard time about Maisa with Batshev. Loy oy, did not only they stam make me feel bad, elafilu b'shasha oiskim in nagayim v'ayalais amrli. Even when they're holding in the sugyas of nagayim v'ayalais, they would say, hey David, habol ishasish. What is the nature of how we punish somebody who's Baal Ashes Ish? Not even suffering Ashes, regular Ashes Ish. Vani Emerlehem and David Melch would say, Misasa Bechenek. It's actually, his Misa is Chenek, but still Yesh Lechelik Olam Haba. However, Avo Hamalbin is Pnei Chaveir, but Rabim Ein Lechelik Olam Haba. So take that. The point is, you see that David Melch gave a very hard time by everybody, and the Halbonus Panim is worse than the Misa. What was the Pshat that it was Suffolk Ashes Ish by Batsheva? So Rashi learns because Uriah went to Melchama and he gave a get, and the way they did get was a Suffolk get because it was Almanas. They would die in battle. Taisa's Shita brings Rabbeinu Tam that it was a get vadai, but it was called Safek get because it was done tzina, so you wouldn't have people kaifetz to want to marry this woman. Everybody went to battle, so they'd say, what's the pshat that these guys, even when they were learning Negoyim and Oyalois, especially as you learn, because even when they were holding hard sugyas, they still were able to break away, make David feel bad. Marsha says a different pshat that even though one of the einshim for tzaras is Ainoas Devarim, even when they're holding in the sugyas of tzaras, they didn't get the message and they would still be over Ainoas Devarim. Prasha Strachim and Drushit Beis goes on this. Uses the Negayim and Oyalois to make the point that David HaMelech said he already had his kapara, but yet they would still make him feel bad about it. This idea that the Malbim Pnei Chaveri does not have any Chel Olam Haba, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel says that that's Dafka someone who's Rogilka. It's not that just a person one time is embarrassing somebody, but Rabim never going to be able to Olam Haba. But one question you could certainly ask over here that Noach Leil Adam Yapol Kipshana Eish, why isn't this considered one of the Gimel Chamurais? Why shouldn't there be Dal Chamurais? And as Ephrak Taisus and Saitan Daf Yud, that Lechaira it should be Yaharg Valyav. Taisus doesn't say it's not. Taisus just says that it's not Mefurish Bakros, that's why we don't list it. Of that, but it does seem to be that chum. The Binyan Sion, Tshuva Kufayin Beis, brings from the Rabbeinu Yaina in Gimel Kufya Tes, Pshat in Habanas Panim is it's an Avak Tzicha. So it's already Bechlal, that one of the Gimel Chamurais, so the Emma says it is part of the list. Rav Shlaima Zalman in the Micha Shlaima Simon Zion has a shail of whether or not Halbanas Panim be Deicha Shabbos. You be Chal Shabbos in order to avoid Halbanas Panim. And likewise, there is a Tshuva from Rav Nassim Gestetner, Lahayrois Nassim, if a Kayin that's Malbin Pnei Chaveir Barabim, can he duchen afterwards? As we know, a Kayin kills somebody can't duchen. So how far do you take Halbanas Panim? So just from the fact that these shayles even exist, you see how serious the halbonas panim is. Okay. Mar zutra bar tovya omer rav, vi amri le omer rav chana bar bizna omer rabbi shimon chasida, va amri lo omer rabbi yechana mishum rishim ba yechai, noyach le lo odom shipol atma le kifshana eish, val yalbam pnei chaveir barabim, minolan tamar, dichsiv, ki mutseis vi sholcha es chamiha. She was being taken out killed, and she didn't want to embarrass Yehuda, call him out on what he did. So you see that she was willing, killed, she was going to get sreifa, kifshana nafal le kifshana eish, and she would have, of course, died. Better that fate mal b'nei chaver barav. One time in a chumash vad, Rav Tzvi Berkowitz pointed out that Tamar, however you understand Tamar did, there's no question Tamar felt that this was necessary for her to have the child for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. It was obviously done with the most epic intentions. So if Tamar is doing the ultimate in klal work by creating Klal Yisrael through this pregnancy, you'd think you could make an argument that sure, it's not a good idea to embarrass Yehuda, but you have to actually put things into perspective. This is one man Yehuda versus all of Klal Yisrael. Tzvi pointed out, no matter what klal work you're doing, the klal is made up of yechidim. You step on the yachid, process of helping the klal, you have done no good. Have no heter to hurt a yachid in the process of whatever imperative mission you have. Omer of chinen abereder of Eid, maidich siv v'leisoinu ish es amisai. So the word amisai, we're going to darshan am itai. Am she'itch b'tarev mitzvah altanehu means somebody who's from. That means somebody who's actually being mekayim. The Torah mitzvah, that's the person that you can't have this einoas dvarim. The Nemukah Yosef, when he brings this Gemara, he seems to learn kipshutai. There's only einoas dvarim by someone who is a Yare Hashem. Shita Mikubretzis brings all kinds of shitas that hold what this Gemara means. The Rambam doesn't even bring it, lahalacha. The Meiri is the other extreme. He's only mamayit those people who have no scruples at all, the kind of barbarian goyim. Even regular goyim would be bechlal einoas dvarim. And now we get into the Shalom Bayis Gemaras here. Amar Rav, le'olam yehei adam zahir ba'einoas ishtai. Don't make your wife feel bad. She's going to cry easily. Therefore, the Aina that we're talking about will happen quickly. And even though the Shari Tfila are closed, Shari Demais, Shari Demais, tears is always the open. Rabbi Rasner pointed out that if the Shari Demais are always open, why do you have Sharim in the first place? It's the proverbial, why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors if they're always open? He suggested because maybe the crocodile tears of the insincere demois, that will still not get through Sharim. Amar Rav, anybody who listens to his wife's advice, do not listen to your wife. Of course, this needs qualification. Your wife is short, bend down to listen to her advice. In other words, you should listen to your wife's advice. You don't listen to her advice when it comes to Mili the Alma, but things that are going on in the house, Shitaka knows better. If it's Mili Deshmaya, you know better. You're sitting and learning all day in Kail. Your wife, she knows what's going on the Mili the Alma, more mundane thing. Meaning if someone is mispal because of the fact that he was wronged, he had this no have him, he'll be nan. Anoch is like a plumb line. It's that tool that allows you drop something and see if it's a straight line. Because people who build a crooked wall is the marshal for the hurting your chaver. Omer of Elazar, Hakol Nifra Biad Shliach, Chutz No. Punishment happens al yedei Shliach, except for I know, which Hashem will do to himself. Shenamar uviyodai anoch. His hand is that tool. Omer Rabbi Avo, Gimel Ein Hapargud Ninil Bifneim. There are three avlas, doesn't close the park, meaning the people who are wronged and got hurt will have a special ability to mispal. No, Vegezel Vavayda Zara. I know, Dichsiv Ubiyodai Anoch, he said. Gezel Dichsiv Chamas, Soyd Yishamaba, Alpine Tomid, Avayda Zara, Dichsiv Hoam Hamach Isim Oisi, Alpine Tomid, etc. Omer of Yehuda Liel, Mihe Odom Zohir Tvua, Vesech Beisa. Everybody should make sure enough food in their home. Shane Mariva Mitsuya, Vesech Beisa, Shalom Ela Al Iskit. That's when the fights happen. Don't have enough food in the house. Shenamar, Asom Gvulech, Shalom Chelev Chiasbiyech. Rav Papa, Hainu Damri Inchi, Mishlam Sare, Mikado, Nakish Vasi Tigra Bebesa. There's no more food in the pantry. That's when the fights happen in the house. I've heard this many times that Iker, Shalom Bais problems are all because of issue. Omer of Chinina Bar Papa, Li Oilam Yehe Odom Zohir Tvua, Vesech Beisa. Always make sure to have food at home. Shalom Nikru Yisrael Dalim El Al Iskit. That title of Dal impoverished is only because you don't have Namur Hoya Zera Yisrael Ksiv of Yachanu Alehem Merksiv Vaidal Yisrael Noid Mabne Midyan. Yomar Abichelbo, unless you think in these previous Gemaras that knocking wife, Dr. Abichelbo, Le Olam Yehe Odom Zohar Bechvaid Ishtai, honor your wife, Shein Brocham Tsuya Besech Besa Shal Odom El Beshvil Ishtai, Namur Ula Avram Hitiv Ba'ra, Vahainu De Omer Lrava Livne Mechuza, Vekirul in Ashaichu, Hechi Tis Atru. Give your wives covet so you should become wealthy. Nan Hossam. This begins now the story, famous story, of Tanur of Achnoi. Mishnah says in Kehil, Chotchu Chulyos, if you have an oven, we're going to say this according to the way Rashi, it's apparently a version of how to understand this case. If you have these pieces of an oven, which was kind of like a, imagine a big keli, like a bucket, so of course it's makab tumma, but let's say it's made out of pieces. And between those pieces, Venosin Chol ben Chulyos Chulyos, and it was kind of fused together with sand. Question is that is one keli that's makab tumma. So Reliezer, Matar, Reliezer held that was not a keli, therefore it was tahar. Chachamim, Matamin. Tamid Aleph, turning over to Beis, Vizehu Tanur Shel Achnoi. that was the case of the Tanur Shel Achnas Nachnoi. Why is it called? Because Nachnoi means a snake. So why was it called a coiled snake? Amar Shmuel Shekifu Devarim Keachna Huzu to Chachamim argued with Rabbi Eliezer, held that it was Taktame. They said that they had all their tightness and they surround him like this coiled snake. They said it was Mekabel Tum. Tanur, we learned in the Brisa by Yisrael Yoyim Heishiv Rabbi Eliezer V'Chol Tshuva Shaba Olam. Rabbi Eliezer had all the tightness to say that this Tanur was Tum. Like Kiblu Haymenu Chachamim were not Mekabel Tum. Lehem, as I said, Im Halacha Kamesi. I'll show you that it's Halachas like me because if I'm right, Charev Zayechia. This Charev, this carob tree, should prove that I'm right. Ne'akar Charev Memkayma Meya Amen. Carob tree Taka picked itself up, moved 100 Amas from Amr. Arba Meyais Amen. Some say it was 400 Amas. Amr Loy the Chacham said, Nah, doesn't do it for us. Ain Mevi and Raya Charev. Can't bring a Raya from carob tree. Chazer for Amlehem. Malacha Kamesi Amas Amayim Yechichu. The water flow back. Chazer for Amas Amayim Laachureyim. Taka did. Loy the Chacham said, Ain Mevi and Raya Me Amas Amayim. Also ain't gonna do it for us. Chazer for Amr. Let me try it again. Malacha Kamesi Kaisli Beis Hamedrash Yechichu. Walls of the Beis Hamedrash prove it. He too Kaisli Beis Hamedrash. Well, the walls were gonna fall. Gar Bohem Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shua started yelling at the walls. Him. Tell me the Chachamim and Natzchem Zev Zev Bahalacha. If Chachamim are arguing about it in Halacha, Ma'atim Tem Ma'atifchem. What do you guys say? What business is it of yours? And at that point, that stopped it. Le'noflu mipnei kvaidei. Le'noflu mipnei kvaidei shor Rabbi Yeshua. Taka, the walls didn't fall because of the cover of Rabbi Yeshua. Le'zokvim mipnei kvaidei shor Rabbi Eliezer. But they didn't stand up straight because of the cover for Rabbi Eliezer. Va'adayin matva aimed in the walls. Walls continued to lean like the Tower of Pisa until this day. After the first time the Chachamim didn't want to hear these tainas, why did he continue tainas? What's the symbolism in these three tainas of the Charev tree and of the water flowing backwards and the walls of the Beis Medrash? And then Ben Yahayada says that really there were three different ways that Rabbi Eliezer was saying you should listen to me because I don't like your kashas. First of all, charov meaning is a reference that your svar is charov, your svar is destroyed. And the other taina was your svar is backwards. And the other taina is your svar should fall down. So those were the three different symbolisms that Rabbi Eliezer had of Ben Yahayada. The Vilna Gaon in the Toldos Adam says no. Rabbi Eliezer was saying three reasons why I'm justified because of the, my learning is supported by these three different kind of ideas. First of all, three things that a person needs to have hatzlacha in their learning is the first of the three is that a person has to mistap b'muat is represented by charo, as we know. It's the least amount you subsist on. Also, you have to be an unav, which is always represented by water that flows to the lowest point. The last thing is you have to be plug away. You got to have the hasmada, and that's represented by the kaisle beis hamedrash. So those three things were the three tainas of Rabbi Eliezer. Chazer v'amar lehem, still Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, Im halach kamaisi, if the halach is like min ha-shamayim yechichu. Let Hashem, let Shamayim prove it. Yotza baskol v'amra, ma'alachem eitzel Rabbi Eliezer. What do you have, Rabbi Eliezer? Shalach kamaisi b'chol makam. The baskol came out clearly like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al ragla v'amra, loy ba-shamayim. What does it mean that Shamayim doesn't have a say in the matter? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, kvar nitna Torah, Sinai. Therefore, it doesn't matter that there's a baskol. The way the Drosh HaRan, Drosh HaZayin explains this based on an idea of elu ve'elu divrei elu chaim. There are multiple levels of MS. Of different ways to kind of understand this idea. The way Moshe Feinstein says it is that there's emes la'amita, like the true MS, and then you have emes la'hira, which is not a steer to the emes la'amita. It's just how we're supposed to fear zech. Or the way Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said it, it's emes shomaimis, like klapesh mayagalia, and then there's emes aratzis, our emes. But the idea is the same, that once the Torah said, acharam lahatis, that you're supposed to psak, it's not the pshat that we think we're right. You can know intellectually that really in shomayim, this is what the halacha is, but the halacha lamais is that it's supposed to go buser what we pasken down here. That's what the Chachamim say. It's loy b'shamayim, independent of what it says in Shamayim. Ashkechei Rabbi Nosson l'Eliyo. Amar Leir, Nosson said to Eliyo, my oved kutcha brichu b'hishayta. What's Hashem doing at the moment when Yeshua said loy b'shamayim? He, Amar Leir, Eliyahu said to him, kochayech v'amar. He was laughing, Hashem kaviyachol. Says, nitzchuni b'ni, my children have minatzeich. They prevailed over him. Kind of interesting lashon. The Maariv Chaya says what the lashon was over here is that it's a lashon of nitzchias. Either way, it was a positive thing. Taisus over here wants to know, how does this stem with the sugya in Erev Daf Gimel, that the Baskel Paskin like Beis Hillel? Perhaps that really Beis Hillel was the Rav, and all the Baskel is doing is reaffirming that Rav. The Chida in the Shema Gedolim actually asks, what's the pshat in the Sefer Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, which is a true Tshuva Sefer of Psakam Min HaShamayim from the learning of Malach. One pshat is because it could be that that Min HaShamayim Psak doesn't go like our Gemara, or it could be that also the Tshuvas Min HaShamayim coming, we are Mesopic ourselves, say we have a take. So Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, Achra in that. Amru Oysa Hayim, that day, Eliezer said the Tanur Shel Achnai was tar and didn't go with it. Hey, view, Kol Tahara Shatir Rabbi Eliezer, all those things that Eliezer said were tar that we're right now basically vetoing, the Sarfim Beish, and they burned them in front of Eliezer. Nimnu Alav Avarachayim, and they actually put him in Chayim. V'Omer Mi Elech V'Yodiu, but who is going to let him know that he's now in Chayim? Amar Lehem Rabbi Akiva, Ani Elech Algo, Shema Yelech Odom Sheinu Hagam V'Yodiu, because let's say someone of lesser stature would go, V'Nimsa Machrav Eskol Olam Kulo, and that would actually be terrible because it would make Eliezer feel so bad. That would be a bazayin attire. So Ma Oser Rabbi Akiva, Lovash Shchayim V'Nesate Pshchayim, dressed in black, Yashav Lefana Baruch Garba Amos, he sat further away. Amar Lehem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar said to Akiva, Akiva, maha yamiyah mayim? Why is this day different from all other days that you're sitting so far away from me? Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Rebbe, domali shechaverim bedila mimcha. Seems that your chaverim are moved from a bakovedik away to say the chayrim. Afu kar begodav v'chol nala. Elazar heard this, tore his clothing, raised kriya, took off his shoes. Nishmaf yoshav al gabakarka, zolgu ein of demois, and he started crying. Ka loka ha'olam, at that point, the world had a klap, sholish bezesim v'sholish pechit v'sholish besairim. Lost a third of its wheat, barley, and olives. V'yesh aimrim, af botzik shibidei ishai tofach. Even the dough that was already in his hand already got ruined. This idea that he raised kriya on bad news, there's like the chashuk echemid here has a shayla about somebody whose dog dies. Is it appropriate to say the bracha of baruch dynamis or rice kriya? And he says, really, the halach, you can always say dino emes, lost. Problem is here, people are probably rice and kriya emotional. He had a hava kelev, and he wasn't as cool. That'd be the same idea. And for the kriya as well. Interesting question. But it does happen. Dog goes. People's dogs die. Tana, we learned in the brisa, ach gadol hoya ba'isa yayim. A big clap on that day. Shebachoil makom, shenosin ba'inav Rabbi Eliezer nisraf. Rabbi Eliezer, everywhere Rabbi Eliezer looked, he had laser eyes and everything went up in flames. The afram gamlil hoya ba'besfit, even when gamlil was on a boat. Amar alav nechshol ativay, there was going to be a big wave that was going to drown him. Omar, medumali she'ein ze elbishvil Rabbi Eliezer and Hurkinus. Omar al ragol v'yomar, Rabbi Gamliel stood up and said, Rebbeinu shalaylam, kol liv yadu lefanecha shalay lechvayd yasisi. We weren't putting Rabbi Eliezer in chayim for our covet. Shalay lechvayd beis abba asisi. El lechvayd echa for your covet. Shalay yarbel machlagis be Israel. As Rashi says, because you don't want yechidim to be arguing on the rabbim. So that was for Hashem's covet. At which point, nochayam mizafay, the sea calmed down. To stop here and pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, next time.